You're listening to SBS News.
Our story is more a story of survival and the triumph of survival, that those of us who have survived have recreated lives and full and joyous lives. That is the triumph of our survival.
83-year-old Holocaust survivor Nina Bassett, born in Poland in 1939. She travelled to Melbourne with her mother in 1949 after fleeing a camp for displaced peoples in Germany. The author, community leader and witness to history is among many Jewish Australians and educators challenging young people to keep the light of Holocaust remembrance alive. She and several other survivors say, at a time when the number of living survivors dwindle and as their light dims, it is the duty of Australia's broader community to continue to pass on the memories and lessons from the Holocaust.
Every survivor has a story, and every survivor's story is interesting, but what is really interesting is what we can draw from it and where we can be of some use, because people who understand the Holocaust and are touched by it are also far more aware of the human rights of other minority groups and Indigenous people and also the other. So that's one aspect of the universality. And the other aspect of it is, both from the survivors and from those who saved survivors, people can draw enormous inspiration as to courage and resilience and what the human spirit is capable of.
So, how much do you know about the Holocaust? A new survey shows a quarter of Australians don't know much about it, and they know even less about Australia's connections to the tragic event. The findings are part of Australia's first national survey of Holocaust knowledge and awareness by the Gandel Foundation, and the release of its results coincide with International Holocaust Remembrance Day. The data shows 30% of millennials have poor levels of knowledge of the Holocaust, but 78% believe that Holocaust museums and memorials are valuable, and 66% believe it should be compulsory for schools to teach about it. The survey was conducted by Deakin University and based on similar research in the USA, Canada, the UK, France, and Austria. Lead researcher Stephen Cook.
We need to acknowledge that the Holocaust is part of our story. This is the story of people in our street. This is the story of the decisions that our governments have made over time. So this is really important part of the Australian story. And I think one of the things that we would like to see is that this survey is repeated every 5 years, because we know that there's a lot of investment, there's a lot of energy going into Holocaust education. We'd like to see the impact of that investment and how it relates to changing levels of Holocaust knowledge and awareness.
The survey was conducted in September last year. Around 70 questions were asked to 3,522 adults across all states and territories, making it the largest survey of its type ever undertaken in Australia. Museum Director of the Jewish Holocaust Centre in Melbourne, Jane Jossam, told SBS News the results of the survey are not surprising, but they are very worrying. She says improved awareness on the topic can lead to a more caring and cohesive society.
The information points to the need for mandatory Holocaust education, which is also supported in the survey. People who have higher levels of awareness of the Holocaust are more likely to have warmer feelings to other minority groups, be they religious groups, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, Jews, or in fact, First Nations peoples or asylum seekers. So that was really heartening. And that's what we feel in teaching the Holocaust, that it does develop compassion and empathy as well.
Overall, Australians of all ages showed comparatively high levels of Holocaust knowledge, with almost 70% correctly identifying that the Holocaust refers to the genocide of Jews, while 80% knew that the Holocaust occurred between 1933 to 1945, and 54% correctly identified that the number of Jews murdered was approximately 6 million. Respondents also registered low levels of Holocaust denial and overt anti-Semitism. Ms. Jossam says it is concerning that only 25% of Australians reported to have visited a Holocaust museum in Australia or overseas, and 81% reported never witnessing an in-person talk or lecture from a Holocaust survivor.
We need to really drive engagement with museums in Australian museums. And there is a museum in Adelaide, there's one in Sydney, Melbourne, there's an education centre in West Australia. There's plans for Brisbane and even Canberra. And, you know, we've recently created an alliance of Holocaust museums across Australia to really encourage their development, to share these Australian stories, and to really reach further than these museums have reached before across Australia. So having more people come to the museums is going to be a big starting point. Empowering and supporting teachers who are trying to teach what is a very, very complex subject.
The research team made 8 recommendations in the report, including the call for the introduction of a consistent approach to Holocaust studies in schools across Australia with accredited teacher training, the need for resources that explore Australia's Holocaust connections, the development of strategies to drive engagement with Holocaust museums, challenging anti-Semitic stereotypes through educational programs, enabling students to hear Holocaust survivor testimonies, and ongoing research. History teacher at Kelvin Grove State College in Queensland, Lauren Hovelroud, told SBS News the survey recommendations can spark a renewed national commitment to teaching students about the historic state-sponsored killing of 6 million Jewish people.
From an educator's point of view, this survey will be really valuable for us to really push for, I suppose, not new change, but continued change in this space. If we can make it compulsory beyond, a dot point in the national curriculum, potentially, interdisciplinary approaches. And we've seen that can be a commitment from the state government in Victoria, but what can we do really as a national commitment? What I'd really also like to see is that, as I said, greater connections and engagement with schools, with Holocaust historical museums and institutions, as well as community groups.
Australia is home to arguably the largest number of Holocaust survivors per capita outside Israel, and the survey found Australia's connection to the Holocaust remains largely unknown to the public, and there are inconsistent approaches to teaching the Holocaust in schools across the country. Did you know about the 1938 protest against the Nazis by Indigenous leader and human rights activist William Cooper, or about Australia's position at the Evian Conference, which was a pre-war meeting to decide what to do about Jews displaced by the Nazis? Ms. Jossam says if we delve a little deeper beyond the classroom, the influence of parents and siblings plays a role in shaping the beliefs of a young son or daughter on this topic and many other issues.
We can do everything within a classroom and within a museum setting to present information to young people, but they're heavily influenced by their family, what the family believes, and also, social media. So what do we do? So there are obviously things that we need to do at a greater society level to address those issues, especially around anti-Semitism. How do they equip their students to not just learn about this set of facts, but how to interrogate other information that is coming at them from all different sources, including, sadly, their family. So, greater knowledge and awareness of the Holocaust, but by studying the facts in front of them, that is going to teach them to better unpack a lot of the material that's been presented in front of them.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.